This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com. This is a special encore broadcast of Intelligent Medicine. Enjoy it, and have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And it's a weekly program that offers you the latest breakthroughs on the health front. You can call us and participate. 877-726-8255 is our number. And not much going on the health front this week. You think? Things are exploding on the health month this week, on the health front this week. In light of the sudden disclosure that President of the United States himself was suffering from COVID-19. Talk about an October surprise. And the news is exploding. And it's a teachable moment because any of us, if the president is vulnerable to COVID-19, the most protected individual in the world is vulnerable to this tiny virus, well, then the rest of us could potentially get it. And so the entire world is watching carefully to see what the outcome will be. As the president was, they say, for precautionary reasons, shipped to Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, for, they say, observation and monitoring. They say he's not that sick. Symptoms are improving. And this truly could be a teachable moment as we watch what's going on. For some people, it's a moral tale about the perils of not wearing masks and not social distancing. There's a little bit of schadenfreude among certain segments of the population, because the president has long mocked people who hide in seclusion and wear masks all the time. And he himself has become a victim of COVID-19. And there are even some people who wish the president ill. The vast majority of Americans, regardless of their political orientation, hope for the best for the president, whether he survives to win an election or whether he is voted out. It's not a good thing when a president gets sick in office. There's the 25th Amendment, of course, which can be invoked if a president is very sick, and then power can be transferred to the vice president. But it doesn't look like that's going to have to happen. You know, technically, he is a very at-risk individual. He is over 70. He at 6'2 and 240 pounds, he actually conforms to the definition of obesity. He doesn't have a lot of underlying conditions, but he does have some degree of coronary artery disease, for which he takes a statin drug that's been documented with a coronary artery scan. And he's getting an incredible cocktail of therapies, according to a press release from Kayleigh McEnany, assistant to the president and White House press secretary. He is receiving, and I have the memo here from yesterday. I released the following information with the permission of President Donald J. Trump. Following PCR confirmation of the president's diagnosis, as a precautionary measure, he received a 8-gram dose of Regeneron's polyclonal antibody cocktail. What is that? Well, it's an experimental treatment. It's only been tried out in a few hundred patients, but it's promising. It's a very innovative treatment. It's not like convalescent plasma, which is kind of a shotgun approach. You just take some blood and you purify it from patients who've recovered from COVID-19. It's a very targeted therapy consisting of a combo of two monoclonal antibodies. It's called REGEN-COV2, and it's a very high-tech procedure by which they tested this in mice who were genetically modified to have a human immune system, and then two potent virus-neutralizing antibodies were found that bind to the spike protein, which is the point of adherence of the virus. And it's a very, very targeted therapy. Preclinical studies have shown that REGEN-COV2 reduced the amount of virus and associated damage in the lungs of non-human primates. Okay, and then they tried it in a few select individuals, and I guess Trump is going to become a guinea pig for this new high-tech therapy. But very, very exciting because just a few days ago, on September 29th, they released results of a, I think it was a phase 3 clinical trial showing efficacy of this particular immune-enhancing cocktail. And it works particularly in people who don't mount a successful immune response to the virus. So kind of a cool targeted therapy. That along with, check this out, zinc, vitamin D, melatonin. Whoa, that sounds like quackery. Vitamins, supplements. Well, the president of the United States is taking them. We've talked about them in the past at the risk of being tagged by the powers that be for promoting COVID-19 quackery. Well, that his doctors have seen fit to give him support, natural support with zinc, vitamin D, and melatonin. Also, a daily aspirin. There's some concern about the blood thickening effects of COVID-19, so to thin the blood, aspirins are being administered in patients who are sicker. Sometimes more potent blood thinners are administered. Sometimes patients are given steroids. The patient hasn't reached the point at which steroids have been deemed to be necessary. And he's also receiving famotidine. That sounds like an unfamiliar drug, but actually it's quite familiar because it's available over the counter. It's Zantac. And this is a DIY therapy that you can use. You may not be the president of the United States with all kinds of privileges and under minute observation at Walter Reed Hospital. But famotidine has been shown in some studies to reduce the risk of severe COVID-19. And this is also experimental. There's a study, several studies out, that show that individuals who received famotidine had a twofold reduction in clinical deterioration, leading to the need for being on a ventilator or dying. So, you know, why not? It's a fairly benign drug. And, of course, it's highly classified whether the patient, patient number one, President Trump, is receiving hydroxychloroquine and AZT, a therapy which he formally endorsed. And there's still studies that suggest that, no, not for those sickest patients, patients who are on death's door, it doesn't really work for them. But for patients with early COVID-19, you can prevent that cascade towards respiratory distress and the need for oxygen by giving them hydroxychloroquine. You know, I gotta say it, folks. It's the truth. And yes, it's been highly politicized, and you know, the president has been mocked for touting the benefits of hydroxychloroquine early on in the pandemic. But there really are some clinical bona fides to hydroxychloroquine, and you know, probably he may be getting it for all we know. It would create such a firestorm of controversy if they disclosed that he was getting it. So maybe they're just editing it out. But anyway, he's getting a cocktail of therapies. And interestingly, you know, is this going to derail the presidential campaign? There's already talk of canceling the hearings for Supreme Court justice because a couple of senators now on the Judiciary Committee are sick. There's a lot of concern about the spread among White House staffers. Kellyanne Conway and Hope Hicks have tested positive. But ultimately, the spectacle of the president undergoing treatment and emerging successfully without serious consequences could be encouraging for the country to suggest that maybe this is something that, although it's a serious challenge, we can weather and new drugs and new therapies can bring it under control. That's the prospect as we observe. And for some of you, if you're listening to this during our recorded podcast, you may actually have a better sense of the outcome. Is he worsening? Are the therapies working? We won't know for several days. Our number, if you want to weigh in on this subject or if you have a health problem that you want to ask me about, 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Cyber Monday sale at my online FullScript supplement dispensary. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. November 30th through December 1st, for 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, from November 30th through December 1st. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number is 877-726-8255. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, so you can record a question. So the president's getting tanked up on all this stuff to help him overcome COVID-19. So it's really going to be interesting to see if that stuff works, because I mean, technically he is at risk. He's overweight, not in the best of shape, eats Big Macs. And if he can make it through this, that could be very encouraging that some of these therapies really could be beneficial, or that the virus itself is really not that daunting. He's also getting shots of something called Remdesivir. It's an experimental drug made by Gilead Sciences, and it's kind of controversial because it seems to be working in clinical trials, but there's some trials that, you know, just like hydroxychloroquine, you know, some trials say it works, some trials say it doesn't work. There's some trials that say that remdesivir doesn't do that much. Originally intended as a drug to treat Ebola, it's an antiviral medication that's administered through an IV, and it's designed to interfere with an enzyme that reproduces viral genetic material. So they're pulling out all the stops in terms of helping the prez, including vitamin D and zinc and melatonin. And so one wonders, though, you know, what's going on over there at the White House? Because a lot of people are getting sick. I just heard that Chris Christie, this came in, you know, on TV, has tested positive for COVID-19. So what's wrong with the protocol over there? Because they say they test every single day. So before you go to work, you get a test. They have one of those machines there that gives you a rapid screening for COVID-19. And, you know, just through nasal swab, and within 15 minutes you get a result. And if you're clear, you can go into the White House and you can mix around and work. An edict went out on May 11th from Vice President Pence. His task force recommended that all White House personnel wear masks. Of course, they're sometimes flaunting that rule. And several journalists now have come down sick with COVID-19. So it's like a real outbreak there at the White House. So what's the problem? Well, there's a problem with these frequent rapid tests because, well, first of all, you can begin to have COVID-19 and not test positive on those tests. There's a fairly high rate of false negatives on that test. There's also a fairly high rate of, unfortunately, false positives on the PCR test. And then when people are, you know, retested, it turns out they don't really have it. So, this is part of the problem is that the rapid tests in general are less sensitive. And the Abbott test, which I believe is the test they're using in the White House, can give too many false negatives, not as sensitive as the PCR test. So let's talk a little bit about getting some of the supplements that the president's using. The supplements that I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. If it's good enough for them, it's it's good enough for the president. Among them, several stand out, which help support optimal immune function. Micell Immune Plus, vitamin C1000 and zinc 15, and vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. This suite of products is specifically formulated to support a healthy immune system, and that's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance for more information and to order. One of the things they're pioneering in New York is a COVID alert app that's going to, you can register as part of a system that tells you if you're in close proximity to someone who's tested positive for COVID-19. I'm not exactly sure that's going to fly, but it's voluntary. They say it's confidential, but I don't think a lot of people are going to want to weigh in and say, alert me if I'm around anyone who has COVID-19. If that were the case, everybody's phone would go off in the White House this week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Cyber Monday sale at my online FullScript supplement dispensary. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. November 30th through December 1st, for 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, from November 30th through December 1st. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Of course, the elephant in the room, the big story of the president's bout with COVID-19. But you can call us with any kind of question, any question that you like, whether it relates to coronavirus or whether it relates to your own personal predicament. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got a call from Christine in Poughkeepsie, New York. How are you, Christine?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I just have a question, and it's semi-COVID related. In my instance, I take a big protocol of supplements. And I've always heard the story tell that once in a while you should take like a week-long break to give your body a sort of reset from them and then start again. But with COVID going on, is that a good idea?
Well, first of all, I'm not entirely sure that it is a good idea to take a break with supplements. I mean, you know, periodically people run out of supplements or they forget to take their supplements. Or as once happened with me, I went on vacation. I went to Spain for 10 days and I had all my supplements ready and ready to go. And then I just didn't throw them in the bag. And I said, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm going to expire because I am not consuming my supplements. And I did just fine. So there, these natural things sometimes interfere with our daily regimens of taking supplements. And so, I'm not sure where that really came from. I think it may have to do with the way that certain medications work. There's something in medicine called tachyphylaxis. It's a fancy word, which means if you keep taking a medication day in and day out, it's not going to work as well. And you may need a higher dose. But let's say somebody's taking an essential heart medicine, or blood pressure medicine or diabetes medicine. They don't tell you like, oh, you know, take it 3 out of every 4 weeks per month. They say take it. And if the medicine starts to work less well, your doctor might prescribe a higher dose of the medication or may switch medications. I mean, this sometimes happens with psychiatric medications. Some people get real benefit from taking, one antidepressant and they do fine for years and that doesn't work anymore. You know, and they keep increasing the dose. It doesn't work. They have to switch. So that's what's called tachyphylaxis. And I'm not really sure it applies to vitamins and supplements. It is a good idea to take, certain things during the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, I personally take vitamin C and D and zinc, many of the things that the president is taking. I also take, things to support my immune system, from the botanical side. Astragalus, is one of the things that I take on a daily basis. And also mushroom extracts. AHCC, Advanced Hexose Correlated Compound, sometimes goes by the brand name of Empower, or maitake mushroom, or cordyceps. These are some of the things that might be reasonable to take. And if you think you're coming down with something, if you have a cold or something, you can take, or flu, you can take elderberry, which might have applicability to the coronavirus. So, I'm not sure if your hypothetical really applies here. I think you should keep taking your supplements continuously. And by accident, you know, you may skip a day here and there, or, you know, maybe you run out of something and you need to reorder. You'll survive. And there may be a hidden benefit to that, but we don't really know. Does that help answer your question?
It does. It just means I can just keep doing what I'm doing and don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. What are you taking, by the way, Christine? What is your supplement regimen?
Some of them were prescribed by you as one of your previous patients, actually. It's a protocol post cancer, which is a lot of immune boosting, a lot of, estrogen dominance suppressing kind of things that are homeopathic. So much of what you take, I also do take, and then some. So it's all the great stuff that hopefully will keep my immune strong and my body able to fight off cancer and what have you in the future.
Well, great. I'm glad that's working out well for you, Christine. So
that's wonderful so far. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for participating in our program. Our number is 877-726-8255. And by the way, you can record a question. That's kind of a cool feature of that number. And then we're going to take some of those recorded questions a little later in today's program. But we welcome live callers, 877-726-TALK. And here's an item that just came in. And it is a clinical, it's from September of 2020. So just last month it was published. Actually, it's in pre-publication, which means it hasn't been reviewed. But things are sometimes rushed to publication when they pertain to COVID-19. So it hasn't really been vetted or replicated yet. But a fascinating study, early viral clearance among COVID-19 patients when gargling with povidone iodine and essential oils. That's pretty cool. The research looked at a small number of individuals in the early phases of COVID-19. And they had them gargle with essential oils. I don't know what was in those essential oils, but I can presume that there may be some oregano in there, rosemary, sage, maybe some lavender. These are things with antiviral properties. Gargling with 1% povidone iodine along with essential oils, they say, shows great potential to be part of a treatment and management of stage 1 COVID-19. Again, if you're, you know, if you're on a ventilator, you know, too little, too late. But there's also some intriguing research that suggests that using certain nasal sprays, using essential oils or using xylitol, can help clear the virus from the nasal passages or prevent its dissemination. Because if it stays in the nasal passages, you're going to have nasal symptoms. But if it gets down into the lung beds, into the pulmonary tissue, it's going to stick, and then it's going to proliferate, and then you're going to have that whole lung meltdown syndrome that doctors so dread. So, you know, using nasal sprays containing xylitol along with gargling with anti-viral compounds, they may do – I mean, it sounds low-tech. I mean, it's not like something that was developed by a pharmaceutical firm, but some of these low-tech therapies may prove of benefit to patients with the early stages of the disease. And, you know, then it may convert a mild illness, you know, it may convert a serious threat into a mild illness that passes in a few days. We hope that that's the case with the president and others on his staff who are affected by COVID-19. 877-726-8255. Okay. This is an interesting study that looks at ventilation systems. And what they're saying here is that many ventilation systems may increase COVID-19 exposure. So they're going to really have to look at this. And, you know, the first place to start is in the White House. I mean, what kind of ventilation system are they using that so many cases arose in the White House? And it's not just about masking, because masks are somewhat effective, but they're not 100% effective. I was on the elevator going to my office the other day, and I saw people with masks. But then I could see, I was standing to the side of them, I could see their noses. I mean, they didn't pull down their mask, but their mask was sort of loosely applied to their face. So if they coughed or sneezed, it would catch the droplets. But they were exhaling, and I know that when I wear a mask, stuff goes outside the mask. How do I know? Because I wear glasses. My glasses invariably fog up. So what does that mean? That means that my exhalations are not going simply into the mask. They're going upward and outward towards my glasses and around the mask. And that means it doesn't confer 100% protection. So yes, wear masks. There is a benefit. Ventilation systems, they say here, because of smart buildings, energy efficiency. Well, you know, they want to save energy costs, but this has led to buildings that are more airtight and temperature controlled. And what they're finding is that this whole style of architecture and the use of these HVAC systems is going to make it tough for people to go back into their offices and schools. And, you know, my YMCA currently is still shut down. And part of the problem is they're trying to evaluate the HVAC system to see if it has the potential, if a few individuals have COVID-19 or a single individual enters the building, if it doesn't have the potential to disseminate the virus throughout the building instead of circulating the air, as might occur if we're, you know, it's kind of an open floor plan with windows open. You can't open windows anymore. I mean, it was the last time that you checked into a hotel and you can open a window and get a breeze, get some fresh air. You can't. Because they think, what, you're going to jump out the window? You know, maybe it's a precaution. But, you know, if the temperature outside is, you know, 65 degrees, why can't I open a window in an office or a school or a hotel? Well, it's the new style of architecture, unfortunately, that has unintended consequences when it comes to the dissemination of viruses. 877-726-8255 is our number. We're going to take some of those recorded calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Okay, here we go. 877-726-8255, and we have a caller, Mary Ann in New Jersey. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks again for being there for all of us during these crazy times.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, my head's spinning. I'm just trying to keep up with all the, you know, fast-developing situations here.
And my head is actually literally spinning. I am a vertigo, migraine, recovering concussion after 2-year patient. Mm-hmm. 72 years old. I still have symptoms of the concussion or whatever, but I ain't got a head problem. I actually see a neurologist and blah, blah, blah. My question right now is I'm due to get my flu shot in a few days. I am going through a bout right now of a vertigo migraine for the last week. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's okay to get a flu shot?
Yeah, you know, the question is the flu shot going to make things worse? And, you know, I wrote an entire article on the flu shot this week for our newsletter because a lot of people are asking, is it a good idea to get the flu shot this year? Because they're exhorting everyone, you know, there's articles, why COVID-19 means you need a flu shot this year. And, you know, more so than other years, the rationale is that because there's so much COVID-19 going around that we don't need the flu to make things even more confusing, because the symptoms are very similar. And if you have the flu, they're going to think you have COVID-19 and everybody's going to go into the lockdown when it may not be necessary. It's going to just compound our problems with COVID-19. The other thing that they speculate, But it's just a hypothetical, is that if you get the flu and COVID-19, that could be the perfect storm and that could really be your undoing. Well, there's actually some evidence that you may not be able to get two viruses at the same time. One may crowd the other out, and getting the flu may actually confer some resistance to COVID-19 because it boosts your immune response. And the other thing is, we're all masking and social distancing and sequestering ourselves. It may be that the flu season will be less severe than in years past. And the evidence is from the Southern Hemisphere, from Australia and New Zealand and Chile and below the equator, South Africa, where the flu has actually been much less of a problem in their winter, which is our summer. Which is a prediction of what may happen in the Northern Hemisphere. We don't know yet. So, you being 72 and, having some underlying conditions, possibly you may want to get the flu shot. It sounds like you intend to. It may be a good idea for you to wait a couple of weeks. The flu isn't really circulating that much here in the tri-state area. You're in New Jersey. And you can watch the flu map to see as it begins to emerge or doesn't begin to emerge, and then get a flu shot in a couple of weeks or next month. That'll still confer some protection. One of the problems is the flu shot only lasts for a relatively short time in terms of offering you immunity. And if you shoot your wad early, get the shot in, October, and then the flu comes around in February and March, you may have less immunity from the flu shot. So waiting may be prudent for you. You're not at high risk of getting the flu right now because there's not a lot of flu circulating yet. Mm-hmm. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
That's a plan. So, wait to let migraine thing settles down. And, then when you feel in better shape, maybe you can get the flu shot.
Okay.
All right. I'm a flu shot agnostic. I'm not a big, I don't think it should be mandatory. I'm not a big fan of it. I don't plan to get it myself. But for people who are at risk or who want to get some protection, maybe they're healthcare workers, maybe they're first responders, maybe they work with the elderly or they have elderly in the family and they want to, prevent the spread of the flu, go ahead and take it. I'm not for it, and I'm not against it. I am agnostic. All right. This item, if you want a really top quality fish oil, check this out from Biotics Research, Biomega Fish Oil. It's the one I'm recommending these days. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Bio Omega Fish Oil. It's the brand that I currently recommend. When it comes to cannabidiol. Cannabidiol is CBD. There's some interesting research on CBD suggesting that CBD may help increase blood flow to the hippocampus. That's an important part of the brain associated with memory and emotion. That's a finding by researchers at the University College in London. There's evidence, they say, that CBD may help reduce symptoms of psychosis and anxiety. There's some evidence to suggest that CBD may improve memory function. So it's very cool because you tend to think of pot as something that makes you dumb. Smoking pot conjures up images of Cheech and Chong, and they can't remember anything. They're stoners. But that's the THC in marijuana. Another important component in hemp and marijuana alike is cannabidiol, or CBD. And researchers measured blood flow to the hippocampus using brain MRI scanning, which measures changes in blood oxygen levels. And what they found is CBD significantly increased blood flow in the hippocampus, which is the memory center of the brain. And that is a very cool thing. So those of you concerned about, you know, is CBD going to make me dumb while treating my sleep problems or anxiety or pain conditions, turns out it may actually help your memory. Very cool. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We've got another hour of the program coming up, so start dialing. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.